Florida prohibits Medicaid from covering transgender procedures. By Hannah Blow on August 12, 2022. Florida is prohibiting Medicaid from covering transgender procedures, from puberty blockers to surgical procedures, per new rules added by the Florida Agency for Healthcare Administration on Thursday. The new rules outlined by the Sunshine State will take place August 21. The program will not cover what radical leftists have dubbed gender-affirming treatments for individuals struggling with gender dysphoria. That includes hormone therapy, surgical procedures, and puberty blockers. This decision comes 2 months after a Florida Medicaid report requested by the Secretary of the Agency for Healthcare Administration, AHCA, which concludes that S0 called treatments for those with gender dysphoria, from gender reassignment surgery to hormone therapy, are not safe or effective but fundamentally experimental and investigational, as Breitbart News reported. According to the report, Medicaid has a rule which mandates that sex reassignment treatments, as a condition of coverage, must be consistent with generally accepted professional medical standards, GAMS, and not experimental or investigational. Overall, the document concludes that existing studies do not provide enough solid research to substantiate these treatments, despite endorsements from large clinical organizations. The report also addresses support for gender-affirming treatments from organizations such as the American Academy of Pediatrics, AAP, contending that none of those organizations relies on high-quality evidence. Their eminence in the medical community alone does not validate views in the absence of quality, supporting, evidence, the report reads. To the contrary, the evidence shows that the above treatments pose irreversible consequences, exacerbate or fail to alleviate existing mental conditions, and cause infertility or sterility. Given the current state of the evidence, the above treatments do not conform to GAMS and are experimental and investigational, it concludes. The trend of promoting the radical transformation of one's body under the guise of compassion is particularly popular among far-left radicals, including the Biden administration. President Biden himself has urged parents to affirm their confused child's gender, deeming it one of the most powerful things they can do. Not only is this being pushed by the administration and LGBT activists, a trend proudly embraced by woke activist parents, but in the medical community as well. Boston Children's Hospital boasts of what it describes as its Center for Gender Surgery for Children, the first center of its kind in the U.S. in a major pediatric hospital setting. The center proudly offers gender affirmation surgery services for eligible adolescents and young adults. Such gender-affirming treatments for adolescents includes breast augmentations, facial harmonizations, vaginoplasties, metoidioplasties, phalloplasties, chest reconstructions, as well as other gender affirmation surgeries to eligible patients. Notably, Boston Children's Hospital did not respond to Breitbart News's inquiries, asking how it justifies performing these so-called gender-affirming procedures on adolescents, given the mounting criticisms that they are not fundamentally based in science at all. Florida has taken other steps to protect children from the sexualization of the left as well, targeting bars offering drag shows for children as well as banning inappropriate discussions on sexual orientation and gender identity for children in kindergarten through third grade.